Okay, so you have figured out all of this stuff, and there's one more really cool thing about thoughts that I want you to try to figure out with me. Are you on board?
Yeah.
All right, I really feel the energy coming from you.
Yay!
Okay, so we know that thoughts lead to feelings. We know now that not all thoughts are true because this is still a cup and not a steak.
Yeah.
Although, I know you wish it was a steak. I'm wondering if we actually also have some power over what we choose to think about. So what I'm going to do is we're going to do a 60-second thought experiment. And I'm going to see how many different things you can think about in 60 seconds, and I'm going to do it too. And what I'd like you to do...
Can I write it down?
Nope. What we're going to do is do a tally mark like this. So I'm going to set... Well, you have to do it for real, though, not just a bunch of lines. I'm going to set a timer for 60 seconds here, and I want you to just try to think about as many different things as you can.
In
every different thought you have, put a tally mark, and then we're going to see... Who, at the end, has the most power over their thoughts?
Has the most tally marks?
Yeah.
Okay,
on your mark. It's not really a race. We're more testing it out, but ready? Go. As long as you're having thoughts. Okay, time. All right, so... My goodness, you had a lot of thoughts. Okay, why don't you add up... Just maybe estimate how many thoughts you think you had there.
I'll count one, two.
Still counting, huh?
52.
Whoa! I had 25. Okay, so you had way more thoughts than me. So you were able to get your brain to think about all those different thoughts?
Yep.
How did you do it?
Just named things.
So you just, because you wanted to, you just thought about different things?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's pretty cool because that tells us that you actually have some power to choose what it is that you think about. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You would? Okay. So you have power to choose what you think about.
Yeah.
So that's important to know because we know thoughts can impact feelings. Sometimes thoughts aren't even true. So if you're having a thought that's not even true, or maybe it's true but it's not really helpful, and it impacts your feeling and makes you feel worried, do you think that you might have some power to choose something else to think about that might be more helpful or
more
accurate? Yeah, it's kind of a cool thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You did great with this.
Bye, guys.